21st.
Oh snap.
Sunday.
Oh snap.
Block party.
Let's go.
I'm feeling good right now. Blessings on blessings, I'm on the hill right now. Finna hit the mirror and drill up on the silly. Cause the brother feeling a little too chill right now. I'm on my way to the party and I'm feeling good. Well, it's the first Sunday, so we really should. Listen, I ain't got no worries, I ain't got no problems. Topic of the discussion is only God can solve it. Listen, homie, I ain't never looking back. But my God says, know that I'ma do just that. Keep working and pursuing all them dreams you've been having. And in between us, tune in and kick back, come on.
We just getting started, weekend's over. We still got the party. I'm so excited, everyone's invited.
I'm invited to the first Sunday.
Radio. This is your girl Demira Pierre doing what she does best on a Sunday night, making sure you go up and God is what we doing on the first Sunday block party. So welcome to the show, everybody. Welcome to the show. If this is your first time tuning in, man, let me tell you what this show is about. And if you know you've been here before and you just checking it out, you just Philly following around on a Sunday, this is a great place to be. Let me tell you why. Because I encourage you to live your best life. Yes, to live your best life, to be the best version of yourself. And we just give you good inspiration, good music, and, send you on your way and get you ready for the week. That's what we do on the first Sunday block party. So welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. So glad to have you here. Excited because we have a lot to go over today. A lot of new music in the rotation. New music from Tori Kelly's on the way. New music from Christian Gray. And also, we can't forget, friend of the show who is also stopping by and hanging out with us. My block artist, Joy Starr, will be in the building. So hang out with us. We are definitely going up in God today. Yeah, man. How's everybody doing? Y'all good? Y'all good? I'm good. I'm good today, Sunday. Just trying to, get through the weekend. Actually, I'm not trying to get through the weekend. I love the weekend so much that I don't want it to end. And I don't think I'm by myself. It just seems like time is speeding up with this fall, man. Like, the daylight, it ends quicker. I think time is getting ready to change. Fall up, spring back. But yeah, it just seems like the days are getting shorter and the nights are getting longer. But yeah, it's all good though. It's all good. We gonna keep the party going for you on right here on Sunday, right here on Dash Radio, the Bridge Channel. So if you are hanging out and you're listening live on Facebook and you're listening live on Instagram, make sure you guys follow on Instagram, ITSME_DDP. That's it's me underscore DDP. That's me, Demira Pierre. Again, ITSME_DDP if you are on Instagram. And if you're on Facebook, what's up, people on Facebook? Welcome, 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 welcome. You can go ahead and find me there as well. DemiraPierre. If you want to also, call in and rap a test with your girl, you can do that. 310-986-6610. So there's a few ways that you can reach out and be a part of the show. You know what I'm saying?
Do you dig? Can you dig it?
We got some news to go over. Your favorite homegirl Tamar Braxton's in the news. I hope y'all boarded up your houses, because this hurricane is no joke. So we're gonna talk all about that. So hang out, stick around. New music is on the way. Tori Kelly, Christian Gray, and my girl, our girl. We got new artists, My Black Records artist, Joy Starr, will be stopping by to drop off her new single, Cocoa Butter. Yeah. For a Sunday block party, we are hanging out doing what we do, so stick around, man. We're doing it real big, real right to get this party started off right. How about we go with a little Jermaine Dolly? Yes, to start us off. So, first Sunday block party, we doing it. Hang out with your girl, we here. So happy and never down.
And why I'm always laughing, and how they never seem to catch me with a frown. Some may think it's not real, and I know that a lot feel it's a show. So I wrote this song to tell you about someone I am familiar with and know. So I tell them that it's you. You're the reason why.
got so much that I can say about the man I'm referring to. Jesus, 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 Jesus. All the praise belong to you. Wake up every morning, thankful of a new day dawn, and just to see.
Yep. Daddy told me pray for Jimmy Swagger. slow this track is throat. Rep the king like it's lamp mode. New York, my mind state. Malico on that white plate. Rooftop like it's 88. Uptown with my kinfolk. Eastville where they blow smoke. I sip slow, I don't choke. October 31st, I toast to Martin Luther. December 31st, we pop that Martinelli. Boys is doing shots, my homies didn't blink. Team's down a clown, I got that sparkling drink. Pulling up like the night is ours. Shorty's getting turnt at the bridal shower. Yeah, the beat dropped, but they wasn't ready. Yeah, champagne glass with the Martinelli. Hey, champagne glass with the Martinelli. Champagne glass with the Martinelli. The beat dropped, but they wasn't ready. Champagne glass with the Martinelli. You know I never got that bottle service. Nah, I brought a bottle to the Christmas service. Yeah. Taylor told me drink and make her nervous. I looked her in the face like, girl, just drink that Martinelli. 30 empty bottles, ain't nobody faded. You know I'm double fisting cause my homies made it. Brian hit me like, tonight we getting nice. I told him bring the buckets, I would bring the ice.
I got that.
Glasses in the air, if you's a rider, along my hand, they on that dance floor and they sipping on that cider. Got that Nelly in my system, I'm a lover, not a fighter. Say them boys is on that Sosa, cause them boys is looking lighter, right? Woo! About to mess around and spend 150. Walk into the store like, where the Martinelli? I just mess around and spend 150. I'm walking at the store, I got that Martinelli. Pulling up like the night is ours. Shorty's getting turnt at the bridal shower. The beat dropped, but they wasn't ready. Champagne glass with the Martinelli. Champagne glass with the Martinelli. Champagne glass with the Martinelli. The beat dropped, but they wasn't ready.
No.
Champagne glass
with that Martinelli. I got all my people with me. Wifey says she wanna sippy. I know your parents hate the drinking.
So they do.
But it's all good cause this right here, that Martinelli. Uptown and Alex, so much Nelly. They brought pallets on my temp. Still got balance in my liver, got no damage. No, nada. I'm about that good time, homie, no regrets. Shoe game too strong, I don't wanna flex.
No flexing.
Look here, I'm a honeymooner. Me and wifey in Aruba, and we bout to hit the scuba. She said, take out the trash. What I look like, I'm the super. She ain't think that's funny, I'ma do it, alright. Alright, alright. I got a game plan.
Tell em.
Leaving in the same car that we came in.
Tell em.
When that Nelly's in the system, ain't no telling if we twisted or we isn't. They be yelling now.
I'm pulling up like the night is ours. Shorty's getting turnt at the bridal shower. The beat dropped, but they wasn't ready. Champagne glass with the Martinelli.
They don't know, they gon' find out. Let's be clear, over here ain't no timeouts. I came here to win, what you mad about? Timeout. Get up out my lane, you don't have to clout. Timeout. Nothing you can do that'll stop me now. Timeout. The game is on the line and there's no timeouts. I ain't never gonna timeout.
I ain't never gonna
timeout. No, timeout, timeout. I ain't never gonna timeout.
Better than I tell. Spent the last year staying out of hell. Been in a knockdown, drag out, getting fouled out. I got up every time I fell. May think I'm the underdog, but just watch, I'ma prove you wrong. Cause I was made for this moment and prepared for opponents. Look up and I'm taking off. Now it seems like you shaking up. Look tough till I caught your bluff. Been exposed, everybody knows, now you gotta go. That's the rules, I ain't make them up. About to lose, yeah, it's too clear. Drop the ball, happy new year. Everybody count down, seconds on the clock now. Nothing else to see here, you better call timeout.
I came here to win, what you mad about? Timeout. Get up out my lane, you don't have to clout. Timeout. Nothing you can do that'll stop me now. Timeout. The game is on the line and it's no timeout. I ain't never calling timeout. I ain't never calling timeout.
No, time out, time out. I ain't never gonna time out. If they don't know, they gon' find out. Let's be clear, over here ain't no time out.
It's the life of a champion. Now I'm catching my second wind. You know, the battle may be over, but the war got cold. It gets hard every now and then. Yeah. See, I was saved as a little kid. Knowing grace covered all I did. I take a look at the past with the good and the bad. Man, we call that experience. Yeah. So I'm planning a strategy. I came down for the enemy. Cause I'm making another move out. Getting W, cementing my legacy. I tell them bring everything they got. And I'ma show them everything they not. With the game on the line and the Lord on my side. You know I live for the final shot. You better call timeout.
I came here to win, what you mad about? Time out. Get up out my lane, you don't have to clout. Time out. Nothing you can do that'll stop me now. Time out. The game is on the line and it's no time out. I ain't never calling time out. I ain't never calling time out. No, time out, time out. I ain't never calling time out.
Wanna learn, it'll stop you from getting burned. There's a spot on the podium, dive if you wanna swim. This one you gotta earn. Trophies in the showcase, and they all say first place. When the accolades pile up, it was only by the Lord's grace. Now the odds are against us, but it's God who defends us. So I'm carrying the weight when I step to the plate. It still swing for the fences. Yeah, got the coach on the sidelines, telling me it's my time. Sounds cliche, but you know what we say. Always gotta let your light shine. I never call timeout.
I came here to win, what you mad about? Time out. Get up out my lane, you don't have to clout. Time out. Nothing you can do that'll stop me now. Time out. I'ma get what's mine before the time runs out. I ain't never gonna time out. Don't know you're gonna find out. No, time out, time out. You ain't never catching time out. Shut it down, turn the lights out. Now we're clear over here, ain't no time out.
Hey, first Sunday Block Party, you heard it here first. That was new music from Christian Gray called Time Out. That's his first single from his new project that is dropping. So make sure you go get that. That was, again, new music from Christian Gray called Time Out off his latest project that we are waiting with bated breath right here on the first Sunday Block Party. So welcome to the show, y'all. New music. That's what we're doing, starting it off real right for you. You don't know. Hey, welcome, welcome, welcome. Okay, let's do this. All right, so we got some news to get to today. All my people on the Southeast Coast, I believe, in the Carolinas, they are going through a terrible hurricane. Now, this is hurricane season. I'm here in LA. I don't know nothing about a hurricane. All I know is lights, showers, maybe a little rain. You know, every 4 years, we might get some type of downpour. But for the most part, it's nice and sunny here in LA. So prayers going out to the people who are being affected by this hurricane that is happening now. So far, not a lot of casualties have been reported, but they said they're at a count of 13 people who are dead, and that is including a baby. President Trump went and declared the hurricane a national disaster. So what that means is they send FEMA down to these states that are being affected, and you can get you some support and make sure that you are, you know, taking care of during this flood and the hurricane. So, you know, I remember a little over 10, 15 years ago, Hurricane Katrina, and they were telling those people, you got to go, you got to go. I think that Hurricane Katrina would set the precedent of, you know, hurricanes to come. And so now people are heeding to these warnings about get out your house, leave your stuff. Because it's a hurricane and you don't want to be caught up in it. So, yeah, only 13 people so far, which is very unfortunate. I don't want to say that so cavalierly, but it's very unfortunate. 13 people, including a baby, are reported in the death toll in the Carolinas right now. So far, just Carolinas are being hit. But I believe Florida, Florida and those coastal east coast states are... we're told to be evacuated. So keeping your eye on that. If you have any loved ones, make sure you call, check in, make sure everybody's okay. All right. Well, on a happier note, here's a woman. She is not letting the hurricane get her down.
Kathy Yolanda Wright had a song in her heart and shared it with others who were staying in an evacuation shelter with her while Hurricane Florence passed.
Come on, New Bernians. That's why I sing. Oh,
44-year-old is reportedly disabled and was brought to the shelter at a local elementary school in New Bern after being rescued.
All right, so there you have it. This lady, she is singing and welcoming everybody who is coming to the shelter. She is being a warm face with inviting music and song. So shout out to that lady who is still in good moods. You know, even though things are unfortunate, you know, sometimes you can always find the silver lining in the hurricane in this case. So, yeah, moving on, news here from Tamar Braxton and family. She this week revealed that she was a victim of molestation for a while now. And not a while, but like in her earlier years as a child, she went on Wendy Williams' talk show to basically break it down and let people know, like, you know, this thing that's going on with her. I don't know if you guys follow what's going on, but she and Vincent Herbert are no longer together. I believe they are separated. I don't think they filed for divorce yet. But yeah, so she went on Wendy Williams, and Wendy Williams was asking her about her recent appearance on Ayala Vincent. And what happened? She was triggered by something, and Ayala didn't get down to the root of it. But on Wendy Williams, Tamar Braxton revealed that she was a victim of child molestation as a child, and it was somebody, a member of her family. So that's very unfortunate to hear that, because, you know, as big as you are and as famous as you are, you know, you still have these things that you go through in life, and you don't realize that these things will affect you until they do. And it's very unfortunate that she's, you know, on a public platform and her life is exposed to millions of people. And she has a great gift and a great talent. But in the same breath, we've seen her going through these personal battles and struggles. And, you know, we all know and love Tamar for being loud and boisterous. But, you know, sometimes that could be a symptom of, you know, something that happened. Even though, you know, you turn this persona or this person on, just to hide the fact that you really are a shy, quiet person because of some trauma that has happened to you. So that is very unfortunate. If you guys missed the interview, you guys can see it online. Go to Wendy Williams and just check it out. She's definitely spilling some tea in a very Tamar fashion way. She also talked about the new love in her life that she is in love with after 3 months. So that is the latest news with Tamar Braxton, y'all, if you guys care. Okay, here we go. We got some more stuff on the way happening. I'm excited because I have my first live guest, you know, bringing this show back around. I haven't had very many people in studio, but I'm excited because I have a live in studio guest on the way. We have my black artist Joy Starr hanging out with us a little later on and checking into the show, dropping off her new single, and also telling us about, you know, her as an artist getting ready to come out and do some great things in the music industry. So I'm excited to have her here. You guys know anybody that come on the show, they blow up, you know. So I always love talking to people who are right on the edge of, you know, about to pop. I had a show back in the day called Pop to the Top, and I always seem to find the people who are getting ready to pop to the top. So hang out. We're going to talk about her, Joy Starr, and how she's coming from under the shadow of, you know, her famous brother, Warren Campbell, and, you know, her famous family, the Marys, Mary Mary. That's where she's from. That's who she is. So now she's breaking out and doing her own thing, and she's going to talk about it on the first Sunday Block Party. But before we get into that, and, you know, she's on her way, I want to ask a question. I want to pose a question to the listening audience. Hey, y'all, what's up? How do you guys feel about people not going to church anymore? This came up twice today. I was at church, and the pastor made a reference about how people aren't going to church anymore. And then I was on my way here, and I was listening to the radio, and then there was a pastor talking about, yeah, you know, church attendance down, people aren't going to church. And I was thinking about that, like, you know, I was born and raised in a church, and I myself don't attend church as regularly as I did, you know, or as I was groomed to. And I wonder, what is that about? You know, why aren't people attending church? And not just attending church, but actually a part of church. So I want to know what you think. Give me a call, 310-986-6610. We are talking about it. I have a perspective. Yeah, we'll get into it. But until then, y'all, we got more music on the way. Let me turn up one time. Let me turn up one time with the people. Let's see what we got coming up. Let's see here. The Turn Up Bros? I think that works. We're going to do something with the Turn Up Bros. Then we go ahead and hit some of that new Lecrae featuring Ty Dolla $ign. It's not really new. And then, like I said, I have new music from Tori Kelly that we're going to get to. So hang out with us for Sunday Block Party Dash Radio Bridge Channel. It's going up on a Sunday, y'all. Hang out. We doing it. Hey.
for the times you carried me on. Plenty nights you had the chance to just move on, but you kept back at it, and I'm right back at it. It's like a real bad habit, and I'm on my knees and I'm asking for forgiveness. I know I ain't been with it, living life I've been sinning. You see me feeling myself, I've been tripping. Ain't no grip on the ground, I'm just slipping. You see me running around with my hitters. I put a drink on the ground for my ninjas.
Oh, but we start all over. You got this thing for me.
This thing for me.
I see you trying to set me free, yeah.
So set me free.
And you said he keep blessing me.
Blessing me, yeah.
Times I let you down, I know I hurt you. And now the aftermath is a product of my failure. Our relationship's all cryptic. Can we try to fix it? Are you even listening? It's been so long, I tried my best to right my wrongs, cause I don't like it on my own. Can we try to start all over? And I won't be like the last time. I kill my pride, let it flatline.
Oh,
one more chance, yeah. Give me one more chance, yeah. How about we start over? You got this thing for me. Ooh, yeah, 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 yeah.
I see you trying to set me free.
So set me free.
And you steady keep laughing.
Schedule, darling, you a boss. Let's do something special. Take me on the beach. popping out before the cover body stressing. Baby, I'm too busy counting all these blessings. Blessings. Count it up, count it up, count it up. Count it up, count it up, count it up. Count it up, count it up, count it up. Blessings. Count it up, count it up, count it up. Count it up, count it up, count it up. Count it up, count it up, count it up.
I took so many losses, yeah. Could've lost it, yeah. Left him leaking like a faucet, almost cost me. Everything that I got, all of my fam, part of the plan. I was eating fried bologna out of the pan. Y'all don't understand, I was trying to get it. I'm in that studio trying to keep it pushing. Patty pies, boy, I kept them cooking. All I needed was a Mary Mary, but the guy to me was having commentary. I got angels all around, like Anita Baker. Blessings falling in line, guess I need a taper. And every loss is a lesson. Tell my haters I confess. Treat them like the green bubbles on my iPhone. I probably never read the message.
If I ever took a loss, I learned a lesson. I won't ever think I'm better than the next man. I've been down before the come up, I ain't stressing. Baby, I'm too busy counting all these blessings. Blessings. Count it up, count it up, count it up. Count it up, count it up, count it up. Count it up, count it up, count it up. Blessings. Count it up, count it up, count it up. Count it up, count it up, count it up. Count it up, count it up, count it up. Blessings.
Money drop.
I do anything for the money, let the money drive me crazy. I'ma trap, hit a link, just to pull up in the latest. In the streets, in the club, and I guess that's how they made me. Every night, getting lit, I like to party like the 80s. Throwing blue strips, doing the most. Folding blue strips, doing the most. Selling prescription pills, doing the most. Folding blue strips, doing the most. I do anything for the money, let the money drive me crazy.
Tryna pay my mama rent. They said go to college, high school, and prepare me to get in. I'm a felon too. Can't get no job fresh up out the pit.
I do anything for the money, let the money drive me crazy. I'm a track, hit a lick, just to pull up in the latest. In the streets, in the club, and I guess that's how they made me. Every night, getting lit, I like to party like the 80s. Throwing blue strips, doing the most.
First Sunday Block Party Dash Radio, The Bridge Channel is going up right here on a Sunday. If you are just tuning in, welcome to the show. I'm here. Damir Pierre is here doing what I do for y'all, you know, keeping your Sunday afternoon going, even though it's the end of the weekend, but we still turn up and get lit. That's what we do on the First Sunday Block Party. Yeah. All right. So I told y'all earlier in the show that I had a great guest, special guest coming by, and I'm excited to have her here in the building. She is here. Excited. So we're going to get to her a little later on. We prepping, making sure the Instagram Live is together, doing all that good stuff. But in the meantime, y'all know me. I love church. And the question that I posed at the top of the show was, why aren't people going to church anymore? And I think this is the reason right here. So here we go. First Sunday Block Party. This lady, when a testimony service goes wrong.
But God is real. I used to come home drunk from school, laying up with men. Out there prostituting, having oral sex with my mouth, licking men's balls.
Oh, not licking men's balls. Yes, you said it. So maybe that's why people don't go to church anymore, because of the testimonies that be going forth. I don't know. Y'all let me know. Give me a call. 310-986-6610. That's the question of the day. Why aren't people going to church? Is it because you're out licking men's balls? Is that what's going on? All right, I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna act like I got some sense today, because I'm excited because I have a guest in the studio. She's not really a guest. I mean, I know all of the family, been talking to the family, then had dang near everybody and their mama on the show except for her. And so I'm excited because this is an opportunity for me to, you know, kind of get to know her as an artist and just kind of, you know, let people know and introduce her to the world here on the First Sunday Block Party. So everybody, welcome to my show. Yeah, no, very special person, very special guest. If you have not heard her music, she has a voice of velvet.
Thank you.
Okay, if velvet had a sound, this is what it would sound like. So everybody, welcome to the show. Miss Joy Starr is in the building. Aw,
thank you.
Hey, welcome. Thank What's
you.
Up?
Give myself a little clap.
You know what I'm saying? Let me give myself a clap. We don't have no claps here. You know? This ain't church
clap
like that.
Myself.
No. So welcome to the show. How are
thank
you?
Thank you. I'm amazing. And I'm grateful, and I hope you feel the same.
How are you? Hey, I'm good. You know, it's Sunday. I'm here. I'm among the land of the living.
You know, take my shoes off and get comfortable on Sunday afternoon.
Should. As
you know?
Should. I'm out here in my Vans doing what I got to do. It's, like I told you, it's a very laid-back show. It's not a gospel show in that sense. Like, we have a great time. We talk about what's going on in the world. And also, we talk about what's going on with you.
Dope.
Joy Starr. So
dope.
I'm excited to have you. You have your new single that is out.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about that. But right now, let's get to talk about Joy. What's going on with you? What's happening?
I mean, shoot, what you want to talk about? It's we got plenty. What would you like to talk about
first?
Well,
the reason why I was interested in having you on the show, because I seen you, you know, guest starring on the latest reality show with your family, Erica Campbell, Warren Campbell, and you know, you were there, and you were kind of going through your own things as you're trying to break out as an artist. And the most prominent thing to me that you were very candid about was the colorism that you've experienced, you know, in society and just in the music industry. And I'm like, wow, like, that's a real thing. And, you know, to have somebody, you know, that you've been doing it and you've been around it, and to really have it come to the forefront in your face, and you like, oh man, like, is this what the issue is? Mm-hmm. So I think that's interesting, especially now in our society, as, you know, women's movement go on, you know, we're trying to come together and build. But it still seems within the African-American community, like, it's this thing, like, you know, I'm light skin, you dark skin. Like, it's a thing that I guess other people put on us. But I don't know if it's really a thing. I mean, I don't know, maybe. But I don't know.
It is. It is a thing that I had to actually come to terms with, because I didn't know it was a thing either. It's new to me understanding that it is a quote-unquote thing.
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking about the masses and marketing and people buying into you as a product, now you got a whole group of people that only like to buy certain things that look certain ways from certain people.
Mm-hmm.
So you have executives and people in the powers that be that want to market and make money off of, you know, their product, which is unfortunately me or somebody else or whatever. Mm-hmm. And colorism is an issue because, you know, the world likes to accept what they understand.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they understand my skin tone yet. They're starting to.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are embracing their culture differently, and people are people outside of our race, I would say, is embracing the way that we just accept who we are, mm-hmm. Because they're forced to. Mm-hmm. So now we have to accept all, you know, shades.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that's very interesting, especially now because, you know, it's females, like, we doing what we got to do, especially mm-hmm. when it comes to, like, you know, the corporate world and different industries. And I don't see how it could be a thing where you downing another, you know, another woman because, you know, she don't look like you or because she got, you know, a different complexion. Like, and I'm like, that's so weird because at the end of the day, like, it's about, you know, what's your, you know, what are you giving? Like, what are you giving to an audience outside of, like, what you look like? And mm-hmm. I mean, I've listened to your music. I told you, I'm like, yo, if Velvet had a sound like this is what it would sound like.
You.
And so I think that now, you know, with society, I think the consumer has been able to move forward past how somebody looks mm-hmm. because there's so many people who have gotten success and you're like, oh, they ain't the best looking thing. But then again, like, what they give you, their art is amazing.
Right.
And so the fact that society says, hey, I think this is amazing, and then the industry heads and the people who are behind it and pushing out the dollars haven't caught up, is like, I don't understand how that works, you know? And it's weird. So outside of that, let's talk about Joystar and who you are. So, like, knowing, you know, you have this idea of colorism that I don't know if you deal with it or battle against it. I don't know if it's a big thing for you.
No.
But, like, who is Joystar when it comes to, you know, dealing in the industry? Because outside of what you do musically, like, you actually have a movement and you actually are about something to your core. We're going to get into that a little later on in the show. But, like, who is Joystar for people who don't know who Joystar is?
For people that don't know me, Joystar is a woman that loves God, that loves music, that represents the woman that is strong but also has a big heart and that knows how to use her strength in ways that could be considered too dominating or too alpha female or considered to be too masculine.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a way to be strong and to be graceful.
So how have you been able to, I guess, use that in your artistry? Like, what makes you different from, I guess, anybody else that's coming out or who has been out? Because, you know, I mean, everybody has to have a gimmick, if you will. And, mm-hmm. like, what makes you different as an artist? Because I was looking at you on the show and you were, like, trying to convince your own brother, like, look, this is who I am. This is what I want to do. Like, get with it or get lost. Like, literally, you was like, I think I'm about to bounce. And so, like, what is that about you that you know is so dope to where you can just be like, look, this is who I am, this is what I represent, and this is what I want to do?
You know, because I'm an artist, I have to be very careful with the way I express what I'm going to say. For me, I think what's different is off top, I'm Joy. There's only one Joy, mm-hmm. right? My DNA, period. That's going to be the difference, one. But in addition to that, what I represent is love, which is God. Many people represent love, you know, many people talk about love, many people write songs about love, but what I am attempting to do different, which I feel is authentic to me, is the fact that not only am I representing love as who love is, which is God, but as a movement, mm-hmm. right? At the same time, I feel like because God is love, mm-hmm. and because I'm singing about love, I feel very strongly that I could sing in both arenas,
mm-hmm.
like a gospel arena,
mm-hmm.
a church. I can sing at church on Sunday today, and at a club tonight.
You know, I think that's very interesting because I was telling you and everybody that knows that listens to the show, like, this show is to bring people together, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at the core of what it is or what it means to be a Christian, it means to love, you know, love yourself, love God,
right.
love, you know, your neighbor. And the fact that you just said that, you know, I sing about love. And
mm-hmm.
there's so many forms of love, and the fact that people want to put you in a box and say, well, how are you going to represent Christ and you out here singing R&B? Like, you can't do both. And it's like, how can people say that when
right.
at the core of what it is to be a Christian, it talks about love. And it doesn't limit it to, you know, love of, like, brotherly love. Love is a very vague thing. And he calls us to, you know, use our gift to be compelling to people. So how
mm-hmm.
have you been able to be, I guess, compelling in your gift when you do, you know, you're out here doing, singing R&B? Like, how have you been able to, I guess, be convicted in the way that you're able to shine a light and let people know, like, I'm singing about God's love?
I've been able to remain in this space because of my personal relationship with God. That's the only thing that keeps me on mission, mm-hmm. if you will. You know what I'm saying? Keeps me on course because I have an actual purpose with my music. And so because of that, my communication with God keeps me basically on message.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So yeah. I don't know if people know this. I mean, I don't want to seem like a stalker or anything, but I know most of your family. So I kind of follow you on Instagram and, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And like you're actually an ordained minister. Am I right?
I'm a licensed minister, yes.
So that means like you can, you know, do weddings and funerals and all that type of stuff. So how does that, I don't know, the new Christian, the way, it's so weird because the way the new Christian looks is not how people perceive Christians to be. Mm-hmm. And I think it's very interesting because you have this evolution of Christians and we're, you know, influencing culture in a way, but in the same time we have our conviction and we know who we represent and what we're supposed to do. So when you decided, or I don't know if you decided or not, if you wanted to go into ministry, like what was that for you in regards to who you are as a, you know, Christian and then who you are trying to aspire to be as an artist?
Honestly, I really just wanted to learn more about what I consider was my parents' Jesus or my parents' God, you know? So my brother got into the ministry more heavily and he mm-hmm. started pastoring.
And for y'all who don't know, her brother is the dopest producer ever to touch. Thank
you.
It's Warren Campbell. So just, you know, just a tidbit. Her brother, that's her real actual brother, y'all.
Thank you. Yeah, so, you know, he, you know, we would play, you know, church growing up in church, like mimicking people we saw in church and stuff like that. But, you know, as he got older and he got serious and he actually started to study, of course, him being my older brother, I'm like, well, shoot. He getting serious and he like really learning about who Jesus is. Like mm-hmm. maybe I should know about what my parents taught me. Because mm-hmm. at that point, I was just like, my parents took me to church every Sunday. I just went and they taught me about Jesus.
So in that growing up, going, being a part of the church, you know, and then trying to pursue this career as a singer and kind of knowing that you are leaning more in a, if you will, quote unquote, secular way.
Mm-hmm.
Did you find any criticism or backlash?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
For a lot of years, like, you know, growing up in church, you have like communities, like people you see at like midnight musicals or whatever, friends and stuff. So for many years, actually, people started treating me like something was wrong with me. Like I was like a backslider or something, like, you know. Because I started touring with Kanye, mm-hmm. so I was never really around. Mm-hmm. But
that
interestingly,
is so weird to me. Like when you start operating in your gift, and then like the people in church kind of like be side eyeing you, be like, "Yo, I'm out here living my best life. What? This is the life God told me to live. What's up?"
No, it was mad weird. It was mad weird for me because at the time I was just kind of like, I didn't even believe in God though at the time.
Whoa.
All the way.
Okay.
I kind of fell off with it a little bit.
Okay, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
My story is a little interesting.
We got plenty of time to get into it. So that's a good place to take a break. I am going to get into some more music here. Thank you guys for tuning in. What's up, people on Instagram? Hey, y'all. Y'all want to listen to the show live? Go ahead and download the Dash Radio app. Select the Bridge channel. We are live right now. If you guys want to call into the show, you can do that. 310-986-6610. We are here with Joy Star going up on a Sunday, on the first Sunday block party, y'all. So let's see what I want to do. I want to get a little ratchet. So are you okay with that?
Mm-hmm. All right, can I pick it? No, I'm just kidding.
what you want? I mean,
you can play Big Bang, say Lil Bang. I mean,
I can't do that on this show.
Okay.
I mean,
about a little Cardi B. I like Cardi B.
Oh man, I would love to do that.
I love Cardi B.
I have to like kind of keep it, you know.
Okay.
In the, you know, all right. Gospel.
You said ratchet. Base. I don't know. Okay.
There's a little, you know. There's some people that get a little ratchet for the Lord.
For the Lord. Let's see who gets ratchet for the Lord.
So we're gonna go ahead.
Lecrae gets ratchet for the Lord.
Lecrae not the only one. We're gonna go ahead and hit it off with a little Tadashi. Jump out the whip right here on the first Sunday block party. Dash, hey yo, it's going up on a Sunday, y'all.
Jumped out the whip on him. You know how I get, homie. I'm too sharp for these dub brothers. Too smooth for these rough cutters. Oh, trying to be me my whole life. But I get caught up with the oil. Yeah, you know how they think it go. But I'm about to get it on tonight. Hold tight.
jumping out the whip. Jumped out the whip. Now we ain't got no problems. About to kill it. Ain't nothing that gon' stop us. They can feel it, but they all let me feel it. So you can get it, tell them all better get it. Make you feel it, and it's all alright. They can get it, get it. Problems, about to kill it. Ain't nothing that gon' stop us. They can feel it, but they all let me feel it. So you can get it, tell them all better get it. Make you feel it, and it's all alright. They can get it, get it.
Jumped out the whip, know that good feeling. You jumped out the whip, swag on a million. You jumped out the whip, how you gon' get it? You jump out the whip, tell them this is how we roll. Jumping out the whip, this is how it go. From the bait to the 8H town where I'm from, tell them, dog, it's time to get it on.
Jumped out the whip, now we ain't got no problems. About to kill it, ain't nothing that gon' stop us. They can feel it, but they all let me feel it. So you can get it, tell them all better get it. They can feel it, and it's all alright. They can get it, get it.
And she party on the weekend night. She be rolling through them streets. Yeah, different ride for every season. Nah, it ain't always been that way. Nah, no, it ain't always been their season. Nah, but they know how to make a way to get you through them situations. Yeah, on and on, on and on. Gotta do some things just to on your mind, on and on, on and on. Now you're walking in that favor, feeling so alive. Just keep your head high to the greatest. Super fresh up in the latest. They never thought that you would make it, but look, mama, we made it. Ah, it's so crazy, it's so alive. Yeah, I can go on and on because down on the same. I really hope you ready. So much crazy. Hallelujah, on me, it's what it do, yeah. Shower down like rain. I really hope you ready. So much grace and favor falling on me. Hallelujah, on me, that's what it do, yeah. You don't do the counterfeit,
no.
Cause you got so much to accomplish.
Yeah, yeah.
You're on your way up to the top.
To the top.
You stay winning and you won't stop. Feel
fresh up in the Lotus. They never thought that you would make it, but look, mama, we made it. Ah, it's so crazy, it's so loud. Yeah, I can go on and on because I was down on the same. I really hope you ready. So much grace and favor, forever. Raining, it's good, I got it, the favor is on me. Oh, hold up, pull up, you probably should get these blessings. It's pouring, flood, 100 times, 2 favor on me, I can't look. Hold up, pull up, probably should get these blessings.
Yeah, I was born a G, born a G, who tough for me? Call me joy, God smiled on me, take my knee, elbows and chin, melanin, my skin ain't thin,
say that again,
my skin ain't thin, I was born and born again, almost died, but now I'm living, was the end, it's the beginning, took my woes and my sins, wrapped them up, no bobby pins, wrapped them up, no bobby pins, took my woes and my sins, wrapped them up, no bobby. Took my woes and my sins, wrapped them up in bobby pins.
I've been baptized
in cocoa butter.
I've been rubbed down
in cocoa butter.
My whole body
in cocoa butter.
But still I got these stretch marks on my heart. Ooh, stretch marks on my heart. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Can't get rid of it, can't get rid of it, all these scars. Can't get rid of it, can't get rid of it, all these scars.
Let more than holy hear it. What's the plan? Ocean 11. Be no robbing from my brother. On the corner pushing paper. Talking love but really hate it. You the work for the nations. I say yes, now obligation. Was the end, it's the beginning. Took my woes and my sins. Wrapped them up, no bobby pins. Wrapped them up, no bobby pins. Took my woes and my sins. Wrapped them up, no bobby pins.
I've been baptized
in cocoa butter.
I've been rubbed down
in cocoa butter.
My whole body
in cocoa butter.
But still I got these stretch marks on my heart.
Baptized, rubbed down my whole body, but still I got these stretch marks on my heart. Stretch marks on my heart. Oh, oh, oh.
I've been baptized in cocoa butter. I've been rubbed down
in cocoa butter.
My whole body
in cocoa butter.
Can't get rid of it, can't get rid of it, all these scars.
cocoa butter. Joy Star is in the building, y'all. Hey, hey, I hope y'all enjoyed that right there. We was rocking out. I like that song. You know, I ain't a part of the melanin, you know, the melanin mavens, you know. I'm just here. But I think that is a very cool song, you know, and I was listening to the lyrics. I'm like, this is actually a deep song. Like, even though the hook is catchy, it's like, no, this is deep. Let's figure out what's going on. What are these scars you talk about that's on your heart?
You know what? I think it's a matter of the heart, mm-hmm. you know? Cocoa butter is just a conversation opener. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? To mm-hmm. get to the real matter of the situation, which is the heart. Everybody has one.
How are you able to, I guess, play on that metaphor?
You know what? The concept was brought to me by a super dope songwriter, mm-hmm. Jay Bynum.
Okay, hey Jay.
Yeah, super dope. He was like, yo, I got this idea, this song, I want you to hear this hook. And he played the hook. You're like, I've been baptized in cocoa butter, uptown cocoa butter, my body cocoa butter. Still, I got these church on my heart. I was like, okay, that sounds dope. Finish the song. I love the concept. He was like, nah, I need you to write the story. And I didn't really understand what he was talking about because at the time, you know, he was talking about cocoa butter. I'm like, that sounds dope. I wear cocoa butter, but I really didn't listen, you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying, to it because there was nothing to listen to. Mm-hmm. The verses, which was the story, which obviously it was a part of my story, mm-hmm. Created how deep it was. Mm-hmm. I didn't know I was that deep. I wasn't trying to be that deep.
I didn't know I was Lauryn Hill. No.
I wasn't trying to be that deep, but it was some stuff that I talked about. I was like, yo, I'm going through some stuff. People go through some stuff. And it came out in a way that I know God wrote the song for me mm-hmm. so that it could be relatable.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that's super dope when artists are able to just kind of, I think the more seasoned artists aren't able to necessarily connect in a way that they were when you are kind of newer and fresher. Mm-hmm. And I think you could tell by the pen because, you know, like for this song, I'm like, this is pretty, you know, it's a pretty candid song. If you really listen to the words, it's like, oh, you're telling some secrets. I'm sure only people who know, like what this actual song is about. And so how often do you kind of get in your bag and, you know, and pull from, I guess, a vulnerable place to come up with your music?
Honestly, it's only been very recent where I've been free enough to or feel free enough to be vulnerable enough to allow people to see that I have scars. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you expose your scars, you now have to talk about them. Mm-hmm. And you now have to let people in a little more because now people want to know about your scars and now people want to know who scarred you, like what happened, you know, they want to know the details. So before now, I was just a little bit shying away from exposing the fact that I have scars. But mm-hmm. now I'm like, look, you know, God gave me a purpose. I feel very confident that, you know, God got my back and God will hold me and coddle me and all those things. And it's okay for me to share.
Mm-hmm. So what I don't know, because as an artist, I don't know, I'm not an artist, but I mean, I do this and I talk to the people all the time, and it's I know when you're talking to people and you're engaging with people, like, do you kind of, I don't know, do you, what, like, how do you gauge how much to give people?
I want to say a whole bunch of stuff, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, but I don't gauge all the time. So that's why I have, like, a big brother.
Okay.
And I have, like, a friend named Coco. Hey, I got Coco. My mama. I got a daddy. I got, mm-hmm. you know, people in my life that really care about me that'll be like, Joy, I don't think you should say that. I don't think you should do that. Because my mouth is very open.
When's your birthday?
April 2nd.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, are you Aquarius? Because I'm very open and I don't say. I say what I want when I want to say it.
Yeah.
No, so I guess kind of moving along, you know, cocoa butter, I think, I don't know what it's done, but I'm sure it's been doing well. Like, how well has it been doing? Like, have you been getting some great feedback from it and
great,
all that?
Great feedback.
Are you surprised is the question?
You know, it's always a surprise, I think, when you put your heart in something, people mm-hmm. accept it. So, yes, it's a pleasant surprise that people are saying, hey, I feel like this too, or Cocoa Butter, I love what you're saying, or that people are even like, yo, this is a deep song. Like, you talking about some stuff. I didn't expect people to really know what I'm talking about, to be honest with you.
So how does it feel coming, you know, from behind the shadows and just kind of like stating your claim, you know, and saying, hey, this is my art, this is what I'm about, and actually fighting for that? Like, there was a few episodes on We're the Campbells where you was like, no, like, this is my art and this is what I'm about. Like, I'm not changing. So what does that feel like now to see, I guess, to see that materialize into, you know, Cocoa Butter, and now kind of gain some type of traction and build your audience and have people say, hey, this is my story too. Like, tell us more. Like, we want more. So what is that evolution for you like?
It feels incredible. It feels amazing. It feels gratifying. It feels very... It feels good. It just feels really good. And it definitely lets me know that it's okay to even push the envelope further, to allow people in even more. And it also makes me wonder, like, why did I wait so long to really talk about what I really feel in my songs? Because I've been writing my songs. So why did it take all this, you know, all these experiences and all this heartbreak and all these scars to actually talk about scars? It feels great, and it feels amazing that I have a platform now, and that the platform that I always had is being recognized, because it's been the same platform. Right. But I think
that's always interesting when you like continue to like do the same stuff you've been doing, then people are like, oh, that's so dope. I'm like, I've been here for years, y'all. What's up? Where y'all been at? And to kind of see people now kind of get it, and I'm like, oh, well, duh. Like, I always been dope. Like, you know, like, but just kind of transitioning. On the show, we've seen you shoot the actual video for Cocoa Butter, and you were very adamant about not, you know, showing skin and things like that. So let's talk about that.
Okay.
You have a movement that you, I don't want to call it a movement, it's more like a lifestyle, like, you know, the way that you talk about it. So tell the people what it is. I mean, you can tell them better than I can.
Okay. Love over fame. Love over fame is what Joy Star is all about. We talk about, who is Joy Star? Joy Star is a woman that represents love over fame. What is love over fame? Love is God. God is love. Fame is what people choose to use as an avenue to gain success or money or popularity or whatever they think they want to gain from it. We use social media now, Snapchat, you know, IG. And what people I think are doing now is they're using social media in ways that are not authentic to themselves, and they're choosing any and everything just to be famous. No one really says, in my opinion, hey, I'm going to choose the complete opposite and risk not being famous, not having money, not whatever y'all think is amazing. I will risk not having all of that to choose what I was created and what I was born to do, which is sing about God.
That's deep. That is very deep, especially when we live, like you said, in this social media culture where people are just doing whatever, doing whoever.
Absolutely.
To kind of get a piece of what they think is success. And I just think that is so sad, because you have this influx of people, and I don't want to say people are less talented or more talented, but there's a lot of people who don't have a lot of talent, and they're starting to see success and fame, and it really sucks for the people who actually have real art and real creativity to offer, because it gets cluttered. You know, people aren't used to having good things, and I always make this point, like, yeah, we got the mumble rap, we got all this, you know, all these people, but, you know, there are real actual rappers and R&B singers who are dope. Like, no shade to nobody, but I'm about to say, like, LMA, like, I don't think she's that dope. Like, I can sing that. You know what I'm saying? And so the fact that she has a good hook and her voice is okay, but she has this machine behind her pushing her, and people are like, yo, she's so dope. And I'm like, do y'all know what dope is? Like, and I hate that, because there's people who are watering down their talent just to kind of get in the door. Do you feel that you've had to water down your talent just to kind of get in the party? Just to make people feel comfortable?
I've definitely felt like I needed to, like, maybe sing, you know, straighter, or when I say sing straighter, I mean without any vocal acrobatics. Like Kim Burrell is a perfect example of someone that she is extremely well versed in using her vocal ability to. Mm-hmm. I call it vocal acrobatics. Like you can do all these amazing things with your voice that people have to try to like rewind mm-hmm. and try to imitate. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That works in gospel. That doesn't work in R&B. Mm-hmm. I come from growing up in church and people sing like that all the time. Mm-hmm. So if you try to take that and bring it to an R&B world, it's like you singing too much. You hollering or you yelling. I need somebody. So when you talk about, you know, somebody that doesn't sing like that,
mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean they can't sing. It's just different, you know. It's just,
I don't think you can sing. No, I'm gonna stop. I shouldn't have said that. That wasn't right. Anyway, the girl, she got a song. She got two songs. Number one, I always have this conversation. I'm like, she cannot sing, y'all. I can sing that. No, anyway,
hey, you know, but you know what? What makes the song amazing? Okay, the song is amazing, right?
It's an okay song.
Okay,
it's just very catchy.
Okay.
And it's easy to sing. That's what makes a hit song. It's like, it's easy to repeat and it's very catchy. That's mm-hmm. it.
You know what? And guess what? People chase that. They want that so much. They want that feeling. And so they chase that because they think that's what fame is. They mm-hmm. think that feeling of acceptance and that feeling of, I made it. I worked real hard and I finally made it. And people are recognizing me. They feel like that is success. And people have to recognize them for them to feel successful. So they do any and everything to get that feeling. And it turns into like, let me look like this and let me see who's popping and let me see who IG is popping. Let me emulate that. And that's mm-hmm. not.
So what is success for you?
Situation. Success to me is being authentic to who you are. And sometimes you got to find that. And that doesn't happen all the time overnight. And sometimes you have to be told. And then you have to assess what people are telling you, like your parents or people that love you that are saying, I know you're doing this, but I see this in you,
mm-hmm.
right? And you have to know that that person loves you enough to tell you that they might see something in you that you don't see in yourself, and you got to search it out. So sometimes people don't know who they are.
Ooh, that's a bar. That's a gem. We're going to go ahead and take a pause for the cause. Wait a minute. My headphones are falling apart, but I can still hear myself. It's all good. We're going to take a pause for a cause, and we're going to get back into some music. Now, I don't know if you remember, but I actually tweeted you and was like, yo, when I heard you guys, you and PJ Morton, shout out to PJ Morton.
Yeah.
He's amazing. That guy, he has a great album, Gumbo. The Gumbo album is crazy. The live version of that is amazing. But you did a cover with PJ Morton of Nothing Even Matters.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yo, if Silk and Velvet had a sound, this is what it sounds like. So I'm going to go ahead into that right now. And then we're going to go ahead and have some more conversation with Joy Starr. But right now, we're going to go ahead and play this Nothing Even Matters. First Sunday Dash right here.
Sing so very small, 'cause nothing even matters at all. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters at all. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters.
See, I don't need no alcohol. Your love makes me feel 10 feet tall. Without it, I go through withdrawal. 'Cause nothing even matters at all. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters at all. Nothing even matters. Oh,
these buildings could drift out to sea. Some natural catastrophe. Still there's no place I'd rather be. 'Cause nothing even matters to me. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters to me, no. Nothing even matters. Nothing even
You're
matters
You're part of my identity
me.
I sometimes have the tendency to look at you religiously, yeah. 'Cause nothing even matters to me, yeah. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters to me. Nothing even matters. Said it don't, baby, baby.
Now you might find me at some store making time for manicures, but with you it's never either or. 'Cause nothing even matters no more. See, nothing, it don't matter. Nothing even matters no more. Said it don't matter, baby, baby.
Now my team could score and make it to the final four. Just repossess my 4x4. 'Cause nothing even matters no more. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters no more. Nothing even matters no more.
To me, to me.
Traveled some roads, a rolling stone. Nowhere feels like home. And I've seen people come, then they go. And life is just a story of some highs and some lows. Tell me, do you believe in miracles? I'm standing here before your eyes. Put all our hope inside material things. Mm-hmm. In your light, I now understand that everything I have ain't everything that I am. Oh, sometimes I feel like I'm not good enough, but that's when love says you're mine. Oh, now I've run many rivers.
Calls me his own. I can hear heaven singing out. Oh, you'll never run low.
not a hole too deep. That God's love is not deeper still. Yeah. You've come too far to give up now. Let's go!
Party Dash Radio. That was new music from Tori Kelly. I hope you guys enjoyed that. That was, yeah. So make sure you guys go get her new project called The Hiding Place, which is out now. I'm excited because I'm actually working on bringing her to the show. So keep your ears and your, just keep your finger on what's going on so you can be a part of that. But right now on the first Sunday Black Party, excited to have her, you know, in studio, chopping it up, rapping a taste with me. It's Joy Star. Yeah. So if you missed the show, you can hear this on the podcast. Just subscribe to Apple Podcasts. Select the first Sunday Block Party, and you can hear this episode and all of the episodes. If this is your first time tuning into the show, like, we have a lot of great topics. I think maybe 2 weeks ago I talked about being Christian and gay. That is a thing. You know, there are a lot of gay Christians and people who profess Christ, but in the same time, they are living a homosexual lifestyle. And I actually had a gay Christian man on the show, and he was very candid, So if you missed any episode, make sure you go subscribe to the podcast and download and support Dash Radio. That's what we're doing. But right now, we're going to go ahead and wrap this thing up with Miss Joy Star. You ready? She's all on the ground right now.
What's up,
people on Instagram? How y'all doing? Y'all good?
And we're live. Okay.
Yes, we are. So what you want to leave the people with?
You know, I will leave you with this. Do not let anybody tell you that fame is more important than God or love, being authentic to who you are, who you're created to be. Nothing outside of you is what is going to propel you in the direction where success is. Nothing outside of yourself. So don't look outside of you. Don't look to anyone, any person. Look to God. And if you don't know how to do that, look inside yourself. You know, don't do that. You can look in the mirror and look in your eyes and say, I am love because God created me and that's who God is.
That was beautiful. Love. Okay, minister on the roster.
I be sounding smart.
On the roster. So what can people expect coming up from you? Like, what's on the lookout? You gave us a single. It's just kind of like, is this like an appetizer for something else? What's up?
Well, I am working on my album, and I am going to keep putting out music and visuals.
Okay.
I am trying to, you know, we got some songs to you know,
pick. Any features, collabs you can leak out?
Not right now. No features right now. Not right now. Yeah, just building Joy Star and pushing the message, staying on mission, which is love over fame.
Hey, love over fame, man.
Love over fame.
Feel that. So make sure you guys follow her. What's your Instagram and where people can see you and check you out?
Instagram, JoyStarr.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah. So make sure you guys do that. Download and, go stream it. Cocoa Butter.
Please do.
The single that is out right now.
Please do.
My Block's first R&B artist. Am I right?
You know what? Sense? Yeah.
Yeah,
I am.
Okay, make sure Warren bills you as that.
You know what?
Put some respect on your name.
You know, people be coming up to me like, tell your brother to put you out. I don't know what's wrong with him. Look, he want me to come out too.
Hilarious.
He doesn't want me to not come out. You know, it's a situation, and I'm grateful. Grateful for my family. Grateful for this opportunity. Thank you.
Absolutely.
So much.
I was trying to tell her, like, I'm not a stalker, but, you know, many people know I've had Warren and Erica. I had Shantae. I had everybody on the show. And I was like, let me reach out and enjoy on the show. You know what I'm saying? It's a party. So I thank you for being willing and open to come through and hang out on the first Sunday block party. I hope you enjoyed it.
Me.
You
know, I definitely enjoyed
it. Like I said,
myself.
It's real chill. We have a good time over here. It ain't all, you know, stuffy like that. I always say, this ain't your grandma gospel show. It's just it not. We just not. Encourage people to, you know, live your best life, be the best version of yourself. And, you know, you are made in the image of God. And I always tell people, I serve a God that's swaggy. He created the whole universe.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying? My God created the whole universe. So guess what? I'm going to be cutting edge and I'm going to be cool and I'm going to be popping. So that's what we do on the first Sunday block party. We just go ahead and set you right, get you ready for the rest of your week. So tune in next week, Sunday. Actually, no. You can tune in Sunday. I'm going to be living my best life in Hawaii.
Now come on.
But don't
come
worry.
On and live it.
Don't worry. I got y'all covered. So make sure you guys just subscribe to the podcast. This show is now going to re-air 3 days a week. So you got Friday, Saturday, and then it's going to air on Sunday morning. So, yeah, we got more for Sunday Block Party for you right here on Dash Radio, the Bridge channel. So subscribe, download, do all that fun stuff. Follow me on Instagram, ITSME_DDP. That's it's me, _DDP. I do live my best life, so don't judge me. I'll be out here in these streets doing what I do for the kingdom, if you will. So again, remember to keep going up in God. Be blessed, be you, and live your best life. That's what we're doing on First Sunday Block Party. So until next week, I will see y'all later. Good night, everybody.
Sunday, Black Party, let's go!
I'm feeling good right now. Blessings on blessings, I'm on the hill right now. Finna hit the mirror and drill up on the celly. Cause the brother feeling a little too chill right now. I'm on my way to the party and I'm feeling good. Well, it's the first Sunday, so we really should. Listen, I ain't got no worries, I ain't got no problems. Topic of the discussion is only God can solve it. Listen, homie, I ain't never looking back. But my God says, know that I'ma do just that. Keep working and pursuing all them dreams you've been having. And in between us, tune in and kick. Back,
we just getting started, weekend's over, we still got the party. I'm so excited, everyone's invited.
Invited to first Sunday.
Yeah.